The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. If you like high school basketball, we are going to be very good company tonight. We're getting ready for the first of three high school basketball games on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Ladies first in what's going to be a D.C. Everest versus Merrill boys and girls doubleheader. We're about 5 minutes away from tip-off in this girls game, which is going to be interesting because we will see one of the premier players in the Wisconsin Valley Athletic Conference. Renee Slatic is a big scorer. She's the leader for this Merrill team. She had a really good game a year ago against D.C. Everest, a game that the Evergreens won. And then she was injured, missed the second half of her season as the Evergreens tallied another win against this Merrill team. D.C. Everest comes in first place. The girls are off to a 10-1 start, and they are a perfect 3-0 in Valley Conference play. Merrill knows they can't fall much further behind. They're 1-1 in the conference, 6-3 overall, and may be the tough opponent that D.C. Everest has seen in a while. When last seen, these Evergreen girls were winners over Kewaunee, 64-42. They handled a team that the entire game, and the Evergreens really got a good workout in that game. They got off to an 18-0 start and then held on despite a kind of sluggish fourth quarter when a lot of the Evergreen starters were on the bench. We're going to get tonight's game underway after a minute and a half break. D.C. Everest versus Merrill, girls basketball first, boys game to follow, and then on tape delay, the Wausau East boys playing at Wisconsin Rapids. A full night of high school basketball. We'll get it underway in 90 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Let's go down to court level for our national anthem being performed by the D.C. Everest Pep Band. Nice job from the D.C. Everest Pep Band. We'll have a lot of student involvement tonight for our doubleheader. In fact, we see a lot of Evergreens fans that are here in the stands tonight for this boys and girls doubleheader at the Fieldhouse. The Merrill Blue Jays come in third place in the Valley standings. D.C. Everest, their only loss to the number two team in the state, Superior, and they hope to stay on track tonight. Weather is not so good outside if you're planning on coming out for tonight's game, or maybe you're going to take in just half of this doubleheader. We had some sleet and freezing rain in the area earlier. That's changed over to snow, so a layer of slipperiness underneath. I know the trip from Casa de Conley down to the field house was a white-knuckle ride and then a white-knuckle walk across the parking lot to get into the field house tonight. Glad to be here, though, and we should have a very exciting night of basketball. The boys' basketball game coming up later on this evening is going to be an interesting one, too, because Merrill will have a big height advantage. They have five players that are either 6'4 or 6'5. The Evergreens don't match up very well with that level of height, so that's going to be a challenge for the boys, a game that's going to tip at 8 o'clock tonight, and you will also hear that live here on Fox Sports Radio. First things first, get ready for Everest girls basketball. The ladies wearing their home white, trimmed in green and yellow. Merrill Blue Jays in the blue with white trim. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Merrill girls team will have a height challenge here as well. There's no one who matches up with Taylor Hodell at 6'4", tallest player on the floor. She comes in off a 19-point performance, and she gets hers underneath, both in terms of scoring and for rebounding. Not sure that Merrill has anyone that could really put a body on her. And, of course, we'll be watching how Renee Slonick does, senior captain for this Merrill team, one of the leading scorers. And, you know, speaking with Coach Matt Bullis about the matchup, when you have a Superior player, they're going to get their points. The question is, can you hold their teammates under control? If you're going to give up, say, 20 to an elite player, you don't want other players scoring 15, 12, 10 points apiece. Gather at center court, Hodell and Slattic to jump, balls in the air. Let's light this candle. We're underway for basketball, controlled by the Evergreens. Nope, they're going to say that was a double tap, and they're going to give the ball to Merrill. So, all right, it's an unusual start. And the Blue Jays will get the first possession. They'll inbound at half court. Ball's going to be thrown in by Reagan Beyer. Beyer inbounds in the backcourt to teammate Morgan Marnholtz, and we're underway. Now Dawn Leland. Leland here. Let's see who matches up on Renee Slattic. In fact, she is free behind the three-point line if her teammates find her, and they don't. They work around to Dawn Leland. And now to Slattic, who gets her first touch on the baseline, and matching up against her is Michaela Poggle. Made an extra pass, threw it out of bounds, but last touched by, let's see, turned over to, not going to say it stays with Merrill. Thought Slattic turned it over there for a moment. Referees conferred, and they'll give the ball to Merrill underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass to Dawn Leland. Leland goes up high to Megan Marnholtz, and now into the corner. Slattic got her touch again there and passes up. Goes over to teammate Reagan Beyer, and everyone's had a touch here for the Merrill Blue Jays on this first possession. 30 seconds in, and there's no score. Looking for Slattic underneath. Went off her hand. Turned over to D.C. Everest. Good defense there by Michaela Poggle. So it looks like Poggle is going to match up against Slattic, and we'll see how that works out. Merrill puts on full court pressure off the turnover. Evergreen's inbound to Molly Tice. Tice almost had her pocket picked from behind. Goes over to Michaela Poggle. Looking for Taylor Hodell down low. Turned over. Bad pass. Both teams have traded turnovers on their first possession, and neither's gotten a good shot at the basket yet. Reagan Beyer has the ball. She's back behind the three-point line. Taylor Hodell comes out to guard her. Man-to-man D.C. Everest defense as they work around. Here's Ashley Burton, who's got it. And now over to Dawn Leland. Leland is matched up high there by Haley Kroll, denying there. And now Renee Slotik, top key. Michaela Poggle shuts down on her. Goes off to the baseline. 15-footer from Megan Marnholtz is good. She hit just a step inside the three-point line. It's 2-0 Merrill. Evergreens on the other end go down to Taylor Hodell. Look to make an extra pass, and Taylor Hodell turned it over. Taylor needed to square up her shoulders and go up for a basket there. She had it right underneath. Instead, looked for Michaela Poggle and threw it right into the hands of a Merrill defender. Renee Slotik on the other end double-teamed and gives it up now. Dawn Leland now goes back out. Marnholtz drives, had her shot partially deflected, turned over to the Evergreens. They'd have numbers if they can get it ahead. Nope, bad pass. Tracked down by Mackenzie Matthews, and the Evergreens girls will play half court here. 2 minutes in, Merrill has a 2-0 lead. Balls into the hands of Haley Kroll, and now over to Molly Tice. Tice is 25 feet away from the basket. Guarded by Marnholtz, now has her dribble, goes cross-court, and all alone there, no one accounted for Mackenzie Matthews, and Matthews gets the easy layup on the weak side. Yeah, there was a defensive breakdown there. We're tied 2-2. Evergreens try full court defense. Ball's inbounded. Megan Barnholtz breaks it on the dribble. Now into Renee Slotick's hand. She's quickly double-teamed. Goes back out. Teammate fires from 15 feet. Anna Fendling, no good. Rebound by Renee Slotick. Slotick missed the rebound. Gets another chance, though. Keeping that ball alive there was Reagan Beyer. Goes back out. So two offensive rebounds for the Blue Jays, and they still have possession. Dawn Leland has it. Looking to drive underneath. Extra pass. She got caught underneath, hung up, and turned it over. Michaela Poggle takes it away. Evergreens want to slow it down here. We're tied 2-2, and we've played the first 3 minutes of this first quarter. Haley Kroll has it in the corner. And now to Taylor Hodell up high. Want to get her underneath. Go down low to Poggle. Now back outside. Matthews from just inside the three-point line. Too strong. Fighting for the offensive rebound. Michaela Poggle misses the putback. And Merrill gets the rebound cleared. Anna Fennell cleared the boards there. So we're tied 2-2. And you know what? These teams look pretty even here in the early going. Morgan Marnholz now into the corner. Dawn Leland has it. Leland is bodied up by Haley Kroll. Here's a turnover. It's a breakaway the other way. And on the turnover, put up and in by Molly Tice. Pocket picked, and the Evergreens have their first lead, 4-2, with 4.5 minutes to play in the first period. Evergreens want to make sure their opponents pay. Now breaking the press, 2-on-1 the other way, coming in and taking it away, Michaela Poggle. We've got a whistle and a foul. Good defensive hustle. Merrill broke the press, had 2-on-1 the other way, and a good defensive bailout. We're going to have a foul here called on the Blue Jays. And Renee Slotick has just picked up her first. Slotick draws two defenders the moment she touches the ball. They've been putting Michaela Poggle on her, and if she has it down low, Taylor Hodell's been doubling down. Evergreens inbound against full court pressure off the foul and the turnover. Evergreens now put it into Hannah Tipple, who's getting her first touches here. Over to Michaela Poggle, and now up high to Haley Kroll. Three balls straight on, just off the back bracket. Offensive rebound. Hannah Tipple went in there and fished it out. Back out to Haley Kroll. The Evergreens will run another set play. They'll get a second crack at it. Mackenzie Matthews to Taylor Hodell down low. Double team too strong. Hannah Tipple again. Second offensive rebound. Now a straight on three. Short from Michaela Poggle. And Slotick gets the rebound for Merrill. So the Evergreens got four cracks at the basket there, and it still turned out to be an empty trip. D.C. Everest up 4-2, driving underneath. Slotick got caught underneath and hit the underside of the rim on a miss. Ball comes loose to Haley Kroll. Renee Slotick, I think, lost track of where she was on the floor there. Didn't realize that she was right underneath the basket. Go down low to Taylor Hodell. Fouled, scored. Chance for a three-point play. Taylor Hodell, you bet. They don't have anyone that matches up well against her. So she's got her first points, and she'll go to the free throw line looking for a traditional three-point play. Anna Fennell, a sophomore who gives up a couple of inches there, didn't match up well at all. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Taylor Hodell awaits the ball for a free throw attempt here. Dribbles 1, 2, 3 times and eyes the basket, and her free throw, I thought it was short, nope, hit the front rim and went down. So Taylor Hodell gets her free throw, and now the Evergreens are off to a 7-2 start and a steal on the inbounds pass. Mackenzie Matthews, full court pressure, playing dividends. Goes over to Matthews. Three ball, good! And it's 10-2. And Merrill's going to want a timeout. Matthews has 5. Evergreens are up by 8. And the Blue Jays are going to take a timeout with 3:20 to play here in the first period. So Renee Slotick has started off cold. The Evergreens defense has produced some turnovers. And it gives D.C. Everest's second game in a row a quick start. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest Sports. And we're brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs during the Baseman's fall blowout sale. I'm Chris Conley. You know, the challenge for Merrill is that the Evergreen scoring comes from so many directions. We already see that balanced attack. Matthews with 3, Hodell with 2, Molly Tice with 2. So the Evergreen, you know, it's hard to shut down just one part of the game. Lots of other players pick up the slack. Whereas the Merrill team is more dependent on one player, on Renee Slotick, to get hers, and she's been off to a slow start. Off the timeout, Merrill has the ball. They'll have to go the length of the court. Evergreens almost got it turned over again. Full court pressure, tied up. Jump ball goes to D.C. Everest on the alternating possession. So the Evergreens do indeed create the turnover. Turnovers are 4-1 in the Evergreens' favor here, and Hannah Tiffel will inbound underneath. Right in to Taylor Hodel. Hodel goes up and scores over Anna Fennell. Again, that's a match, and Taylor Hodel now has 5. And Merrill looks a little disorganized, having to inbound against the full court press. Almost stolen away by Morgan Marnholtz. Gets it into the front court. Extra pass. Dawn Leland has it stolen away. Taylor Hodel disrupted that. Evergreens are up 12-2 and looking for more. They're going for the knockout early in this ball game. It's into the hands now of Haley Kroll. Kroll up high, works around to Molly Tice, and now to Hannah Tippel. Evergreens have limited their turnovers, and Merrill is not. It's the difference in the ball game right now. Inside, down low to Taylor Hodel, makes the extra pass. 10-foot bunny along the baseline for Haley Kroll, and she scores. 14-2. And on the inbounds pass, another turnover. Hannah Tippel took it away. Tippel drives to the basket, and she's fouled. This will be a non-shooting foul. It's going to be against Dawn Leland. Leland's first, team's third. And, you know, it's been a while since Merrill's even gotten a shot at the basket. They've turned it over on their last four possessions. And their last shot was Renee Slotick's attempt where she hit the underside of the rim, caught underneath the basket. So Merrill hasn't even gotten a look. And here's another defensive breakdown. Inbounds pass goes to Caitlin Schmall. There was no one on her. And Caitlin Schmall off the backboard. Trapping in the corner, almost turning it over again. All right, Merrill's got a 3-on-1 into the front court. They pull it back out to Renee Slotick. 3-ball, and she hits. Renee Slotick, boy, did they need that. 3-pointer from the right side makes it 16-2. Well, now, wait a minute, they're saying that's a 2? It shows as a 2 on the scoreboard. Let's see if they get that straightened out. Everest with a 3-ball from the other side. Emily Bauman, too strong. Taylor Hodel gets the rebound. And they're going to say that she traveled as she was falling to the floor, turned over. So let's see if Slotick is indeed a 2 or a 3. Again, it shows as a 2 on the scoreboard. And I guess indeed they are going to say 16-4. Sure looked like she was behind the 3-point arc to me. All right, well, their leading scorer for Merrill does have some points. There's a pass down low. Extra pass pays dividends as Mariah Tureen, who checked in off the stoppage, scores. Evergreens turn it over on the inbounds pass. Shot and a miss from Dawn Leland, and the Evergreens get the rebound. Clearing the boards is Emily Bauman. Bauman drives in the other way, almost loses it, a little out of control. Saving the possessions, Michaela Poggle, and the Evergreens go back out. Haley Kroll now to Hannah Tiffel, see if they want to slow things down. Yeah, they did indeed say Slotick's basket was a 2 and not a 3. It's 16-6, and Evergreens have possession. And here's Caitlin Schmall. We'll go under a minute and a half to play here. Schmall drives in into traffic, stripped. Picking up the ball is Michaela Poggle, and Poggle scores off what would have been a turnover otherwise. The Evergreens have 18 points on the board here in this first period. Inbounds pass against full court pressure knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Evergreens. Merrill will keep possession. 1:02 to play in the quarter. Merrill has not handled the D.C. Everest pressure well, far too many turnovers, and the Evergreens have capitalized. It is 18-6. Under a minute here, Blue Jays look like they want to run a play instead of hold. Dawn Leland has the ball. Leland, you know, Slotick, I'm just noticing now, has a big leg brace on her left leg. I don't think she started the game with that. Slotick drives in traffic, missed the layup in traffic, and she was briefly tangled up with Michaela Poggle, who provided the defense, had her alter her shot. One-and-done trip. Evergreens get the rebound. Emily Bauman has the ball, and now inside to Michaela Poggle, who splits defenders and scores! Michaela Poggle's got 4, and a pretty play went right between them. It's 20-6 with 20 seconds left. Merrill breaks the pressure, finds Maria Tureen down low, and she scores. So the teams are trading baskets now. Evergreen still up by 12. 10 seconds to play. See if D.C. Everest holds for one. It's in the hands of Molly Tice. Tice now goes over to Mackenzie Matthews. She shuffled her feet as she let a three-pointer fly. She missed but is called for traveling with 3 seconds left in the quarter. It's the first time the Evergreens have turned this over in a while. So Merrill gets the ball down by 12. 3 seconds left until the quarter comes to an end. They inbound into the backcourt, and that's where the quarter will come to an end. First quarter is in the books, and the Evergreens are off to a good start. They have a 20-8 lead over the Merrill Blue Jays. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. In inner city, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Black Forks!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Second quarter underway, and Merrill gets the ball first, trailing 20-8 against the D.C. Everest girls basketball team. Evergreens at 10-1. So, I mean, in the first quarter, the Evergreens got their points. All five starters were in the scoring column, and no team fouls. I mean, one of the things that could derail D.C. Everest, well, you want to keep Taylor Hodel out of foul trouble. Evergreens have not had a whistle go against them so far. Merrill has three team fouls. Slotik has one. Three ball from the corner for Merrill. Don Leland is just hit. And that gets it back down to a single digits instead of double digits. It's 20-11. See if the Evergreens have an answer. Posting up high is Michaela Poggle. Now into the corner. 15-footer for Haley Kroll. Too strong. Taylor Hodel. Offensive rebound. Bounces once. Misses. Out of bounds. Off Renee Slotik of Merrill. So underneath, that's an interesting matchup. That's Taylor Hodel against Renee Slotik. Hodel's got the height advantage, but Slotik's broader in the shoulders, and it's probably a good defensive matchup there. Evergreen's inbound underneath. Into the corner as Mackenzie Matthews goes back out to Michaela Poggle. Matthews has it, and Matthews is guarded there by Star Kenzie. Now down low to Taylor Hodel. Shot was blocked there. Loose comes back out for a three-pointer and just missed off the back iron for Matthews. Taylor Hodel gets the rebound. Goes back out to Mackenzie Matthews, who drives, stripped, and she's fouled. Mackenzie Matthews gets herself to the free-throw line. Evergreens Basketball, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Foul goes against starter Dawn Leland. It's her second. And got a couple of free throws coming up here for Mackenzie Matthews, who misses the first. Like to see if she can hit one more here and get this back to a 10-point lead. It's 20-11 right now. And Dawn Leland, who has those two fouls, checks out during this stoppage. Merrill has Slotik on the low blocks along with Star Kenzie, their two strongest players. Second free throw, no good. Rebound out of bounds and goes to Merrill. Mackenzie Matthews missed both her free throws. Amounts to an empty trip for D.C. Everest. Merrill looks to inbound, full court press. Into the corner it goes. Megan Marnholtz goes up high to Emily Page, who's just checked in, and they break into the front court. Okay, so they handled the pressure there. Slotik is trolling behind the three-point line, seeing if she can get set up for a long ball off the three. She got a touch there, knocked out of bounds by Haley Kroll, last touched by D.C. Everest. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored tonight by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Renee Slotik is going to inbound right in front of the D.C. Everest bench, and Michaela Poggle guards her. It's a bounce pass in to Morgan Marnholtz. Marnholtz now goes back over to Mariah Terrain. Guarded by Poggle, and now they switch off. Slotik got a touch on the baseline, didn't get much there, and goes back out. 6 minutes to play in the half, 20-11, D.C. Everest. Evergreen still looking for their first points here of the second quarter. Long three is short. Rebound comes to Mackenzie Matthews, and now we've got a reach-in foul. No, they're going to call that a tie-up? Okay. Well, Mackenzie Matthews didn't secure the ball, was holding it out in front of her, and one of the Merrill players reached in. Jump ball. Full court pressure comes into Mackenzie Matthews, had it poked away from behind and turned over and taken right back by Molly Tice along the far sideline. All right, they trade turnovers. Evergreens have not scored in the last 3 minutes. See if they've got an answer here. Haley Kroll Kroll goes up high now to Michaela Poggle and now works over to Molly Tice. Down low to Taylor Hodell, who misses from close range, gets her own rebound. Yeah, Taylor Hodell used her height advantage and put the second chance back in. It's 22-11. Evergreens have it doubled up. Bouncing in the backcourt is Morgan Marnholtz, and she was bodied up and fouled in the court. It's going to be the first team foul against D.C. Everest, and it goes against Haley Kroll. Non-shooting foul, and the Evergreens will keep full court pressure on, and Merrill will still have to go the length of the floor. Merrill has been able to break this press with a couple of long passes. They've gotten a couple of easy buckets the other way, and here they come into the front court now. Mariah Tureen pulls up her dribble, goes cross court. Here's Regan Beyer. Beyer thought about it to Renee Slotik just inside the three-point line. It's a miss. Misfire. Long rebound comes out to Michaela Poggle. Well, they've kept Slotik in check so far. She has 2 points and a personal foul. And the Evergreens have the ball up by 11. Here's Haley Kroll. Flashing up high is Michaela Poggle. Now down low to Taylor Hodell. Yeah, they don't have an answer for Taylor Hodell. She scores. She now has 9, and the Evergreens are up 24-11. Full court pressure. Taylor Hodell, not Renee Slotik, has been the difference in this game. Hodell's got a height advantage, got a couple of putbacks on second chances. Now to Slotik down low, makes the extra pass, blocked from behind Taylor Hodell. Taylor Hodell just reached up that big hand, and Mariah Tureen didn't even realize she had a player behind her, going up for what she thought was an easy layup, and then the big hand of Taylor Hodell denied her underneath. Goes out of bounds off D.C. Everest, so Merrill will inbound underneath their own basket. They are trailing by 13. Long inbounds to Slotik. Thought about the three, now drives on. Pretty good defense here from Michaela Poggles. Did a good job on the best player on the floor here. And now here's a shot that goes no good. Anna Finnell with a kind of wild one-hand shot, and it went off the top of the backboard and off the clock and out of bounds. 4:39 to play in the half, and the Evergreens are up 24-11. Merrill keeps up the full court press here, and it's in the hands of Molly Tice, who breaks it on the dribble and gives to Hannah Tipple. Back to Molly Tice. 4.5 minutes left until intermission. Evergreens flash up high to Michaela Poggle, who has 4 tonight. Down low, Taylor Hodell. That one was partially blocked. Anna Fidel got a hand in there. Loose ball tracked down in the corner by Hannah Tipple. Tipple's been scrappy. Goes down low to Hodell again. Can't believe she wasn't fouled on that. She missed it, but the long rebound comes back out to Molly Tice. So the Evergreens with 2 offensive rebounds after going down low twice to Hodell. Taylor just traveled and there's a no call. All right, along the baseline to Michaela Poggle. Poggle loses the ball and it's turned over. Little sloppy both ways. Mariah Tureen took it away. It's 24-11. And here's Slotik spinning in the lane, misses the runner. Slotik is 1-for-4 on my count. Goes out of bounds, turned over to D.C. Everest. Slotik was trying for her own offensive rebound. Smacks her hands together like she's a frustrated player right now. The Evergreens are going to give Taylor Hodell a breather. They'll put in Caitlin Schmall and send Taylor to the bench with 9 points. See if Merrill can do something here. This is just a quick blow on the bench. Taylor Hodell doesn't have any fouls and has 9 points. Working hard, though. It's been very physical underneath. Hannah Tipple's got the ball for D.C. Everest. Over to Caitlin Schmall. Now rotating for Haley Kroll, going down low, trying to set up Michaela Poggle. Bad pass off Poggle's hands and turned over. Coming back the other way, ball's loose on the floor. Emily Page couldn't control it, and they're going to call a jump ball. Stays with Merrill on alternating possession. Morgan Marnholtz will come back in, and Emily Page, who just lost control of that ball, is going to come out. And Merrill will inbound underneath. It's 24-11. And Merrill's been stuck at 11 for a while. They haven't scored in the last 2 minutes here. In fact, it'll be just over 2 minutes on this possession. Marnholtz has the ball up high to Anna Finnell. Finnell goes over to Reagan Beyer. There's a bad pass, knocked out of bounds. The last touch by the Evergreens. It'll stay with Merrill. They'll be inbounding underneath their own basket with exactly 3 minutes to play until halftime. Reagan Beyer to inbound underneath for the Lady Blue Jays. And long inbounds pass, a little too tall. She was looking for Renee Slotik at the foul line extended, and it's turned over to the Evergreens. Hannah Tipple's got the ball, coming back the other way. Merrill, far too many turnovers to knock off a 10-1 team so far. They got to clean it up at halftime. Here's a look down low to Molly Tice, who scores. Nice pass there from Hannah Tipple to set up Molly Tice. It's 26-11. Almost turned over again on the inbounds pass. 3-on-2 coming back the other way. Double dribble not called, and putting it up and in is Morgan Marnholt. She now has 4. 26-13, Evergreens have the Blue Jays doubled up here. Molly Tice along the baseline, cut off there by Reagan Beyer, and goes back out. Working around to Hannah Tipple, and now to Caitlin Schmall. Evergreens playing with Hodel on the bench and still holding their own. Their lead is 13, and they have the basketball. There's a bad pass. Molly Tice was looking down low for Michaela Poggle. Pass was allowed out of her reach and turned over. And the Evergreens now send, the Merrill Blue Jays now send Renee Slotik over to the bench. I don't think she has been out of the game so far, so this is just a quick breather. With her team down by 13, they can't afford to have her out. Inbounds pass almost knocked free, retrieved by the Blue Jays. Mariah Terrine's got it. Here's Morgan Wild. Here's a three ball from the baseline. Dawn Leland way short. Leland able to follow her own miss. Gets it back. Here's a three-pointer from Morgan Wild. She misses off the front rim. Merrill with the offensive rebound. Bad outlet pass. Taken away by Hannah Tipple. Evergreens look to run. Left in the corner. Long 15-footer for Haley Kroll. No good. Offensive rebound. Caitlin Schmall. Schmall's blocked down the floor. Hannah Tipple goes down. Tipple's been scrappy for a lot of loose balls here. Weak side. Three-pointer all alone. A miss from Caitlin Schmall off the back iron. Taylor Hodel, who checked in, gets the rebound. And they're going to say it is tied up, a jump ball to D.C. Everest. And Renee Slotik was on the bench for, I think, 15 or 20 seconds. She was on the bench for that one possession, and she comes right back in. The Evergreens will have possession off the alternating possession jump ball call, and D.C. Everest is going to take a timeout here, leading 26-13. The Evergreens have only outscored Merrill 6-5 in this second quarter. The Evergreens got out on top early here. They led 20-8 at the end of one. 1:35 to play until intermission at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Girls basketball with the boys to follow between D.C. Everest and Merrill. Today's game is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union and the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. They're online at bonejoint.net. I'm Chris Conley, and off the 32nd timeout, the Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. And Hannah Tipple throws it in up high to Caitlin Schmall. Schmall right down low to Taylor Hodel, spins. That was a miss. Hit underneath the backboard. Taylor Hodel didn't know where she was on the floor. It's turned right back over to Merrill. Merrill got that rebound off the miss from the underside of the backboard. Dawn Leland has the ball. It's a big possession here from Merrill. See if they can get it under 10 by the halftime horn. And Renee Slotik with a pass inside was looking for Dawn Leland. Knocked away, turned over. Taylor Hodel got a hand in there. Mackenzie Matthews comes away with the ball for the Evergreens. Matthews to Hannah Tipple. Tipple looking for the cutter. Instead goes up high to Emily Bauman. Will go under a minute to play. Now to Taylor Hodel in the corner, 15 feet away. Spins and missed right off the front rim. Swatted at that ball to try and keep it alive. And Merrill comes away with it. Star Krenzi got it. It's taken back, and we're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to go back over to Merrill. Caitlin Schmall got a hand in there and caused the disruption, and Merrill will get the ball on alternating possession. They inbound underneath, have to go the length of the floor, and it's into Renee Slotik's hand. Slotik still stuck on 2 points, drives right into one of the Everest players, no call. Goes back to Slotik. Long two from Mariah Terrine, too strong, out of bounds. Off Merrill, off Dawn Leland, over to D.C. Everest with 34 seconds left in the half. Well, after the Evergreens got off to a really fast start, this has not been such a good second quarter. Hasn't been such a good second quarter for either teams. Merrill outscoring 6-5, and neither team has scored in the last 2.5 minutes of play. Evergreens have 25 seconds left in the half. I think they'll hold for one here. It's in the hands of Hannah Tipple. Tipple is 35 feet away, now into the corner, driving, pulling up is Haley Kroll, too strong, out of bounds, off Renee Slotik, couldn't squeeze that rebound, and the Evergreens will get the ball underneath their basket with 13 seconds left. Hannah Tipple will again inbound. Evergreens take out Caitlin Schmall, put in Michaela Poggle. So they're opting for a little more outside shooting. Hannah Tipple looking to inbound. She wants to get it into Taylor Hodel. Instead has to go all the way out. Top of the key, Mackenzie Matthews. 10 seconds. She pulls it out. Matthews thought about handing off to Emily Bauman. Matthews lets a three ball fly, and she hit with 3 seconds left, and that is where the half will come to an end. Mackenzie Matthews gets her second three. She has 8 at intermission. And on the late three ball, DC Everest extends their lead to 29-13 at halftime. So it's the 10-1 Evergreens up on the 6-3 Merrill Blue Jays. We'll look at our leading scorers in the first half, and we'll preview the second game of our triple header. That'll be the DC Everest and Merrill boys basketball game, all part of our halftime activities after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.